You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kastrovince and Phil Rogers.
This is Phil Rogers for MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. Royals come out of the All-Star break, get ambushed at Fenway Park, swept by the Red Sox. Seems back to the same old story, kind of waiting for those bats to all come alive and that lineup to come together. I can introduce my MLB.com colleague, Anthony Kastrovince. And, Anthony, when you look at the Royals, is there a hitter or two that you're seeing that could make a difference?
Well, Hosmer started to get hot, just before the break and then even coming out of the break. So that's huge for them. He's such an integral part of what they do. But just in general, the Royals need that big hit in late situations. You know, they dropped 20 of their first 31-run games, and usually that's a product of a bad bullpen when you see a stat like that. But the Royals have one of the better bullpens in baseball. So definitely need to get that going. The good news there is their schedule, in the second half compared to some of the other contenders is one of the lighter schedules as far as the number of 500 or better teams they face. So whether that means anything, we'll see, because you never know if you catch teams at the wrong time, but it's certainly set up well for them. They just have to fare well in those close games.
Now we'll bring in Dick Cagle, the MLB.com beat reporter for the Royals. Dick, this team, you look at them not scoring runs coming out of the All-Star break, tough series at Fenway Park. But I look at the July totals. Eric Hosmer is having a great month. Omar Infante having a great month. Just need to get guys spread out through the order going, I'm guessing.
Well, that's exactly right, Phil. As Ned was telling me yesterday, he said the problem has been the offense, which is inconsistently
Hello?
Can we start over?
Yeah.
I just got interrupted.
Yep, sorry about that.
Start it over, Phil.
All right. Now we'll bring in Dick Cagle, MLB.com Royals reporter. Looking at this team that got ambushed in Fenway Park after the All-Star break, still not scoring runs, but, I mean, it looks like you can find really productive hitters in Eric Hosmer and Omar Infante, but just not enough guys up and down the lineup swinging the bats well, I'm guessing, Dick.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Phil, because they can't get it going. As Ned Yost was telling us yesterday, the offense has been the problem, and the problem is they've been consistently inconsistent, which may not make a lot of sense, but it's true. They just can't keep it going over a long period of time. They'll get it going as they did during that 10-game winning streak not too long ago. And boy, they say, here we go, we're ready to go. And then boom, for another few games, you get nothing. So they just got to get the offense going. Everything else seems to be working fine.
Looking back to that 10-game winning streak, they were getting a lot of multi-home run games. And I know that baseball is far more complicated than just sending somebody up and hitting the ball out of the park. But I looked one point coming out of the All-Star break, the Royals, by my count, 20-37 when they didn't hit a home run, 28-12 when they had a home run. So, I mean, it just seems, is it just as simple as they just need to get the guys like Billy Butler? I know Moustakas had a nice stretch, but, I mean, get some of these guys to knock the ball over the wall. I mean, it seems like that's kind of caveman ball and very unsophisticated. But home runs are pretty important, aren't they, Dick?
Well, they are, but you've got to realize, Phil, that this is a team that's not going to hit many home runs. So they're going to have to string hits together, hit some gappers, get some doubles and singles, and drive in some runs. They're still last in the major leagues in home runs, and they're not going to advance very much on that statistic, I don't think. Billy Butler is a very interesting case this year because he's had years when he's hit as many as 29 home runs. But this year he's had very few, and it doesn't look like the pop is there. I think Ned said yesterday that Billy's just been slow on his swing and is having trouble catching up with balls this year for whatever reason. It's kind of a mystery. As he said, it's kind of dumbfounded not only me, but probably Billy too, because Billy can't quite figure it out. But you're right. The Royals need some more pop from guys like Billy, and they have gotten some from Moustakas. They're starting to get some power looks from Hosmer, and they've had some home runs from Salvador Perez. But they could use some more. But we've got to face the realism here. They're not going to get a whole lot of them anyway.
Yeah, I can see how it can be kind of confounding to unravel, because if you're not hitting the home runs, then, you need the big hits. When you're playing the low-scoring games, and they actually have hit pretty well with men in scoring position when you break it down and look at it. Alex Gordon, 342, Lorenzo Cain, 354, Omar Infante, 310. Pretty up and down the lineup. I mean, I know I'm sure Billy Butler would have liked some more big hits, but how do you get it going when you're getting some timely hits? You just can't keep waiting for the home run. But I mean, when you get the timely hits, doesn't that make Ned Yost and the others with the Royals just kind of feel like it's just a matter of time that these things are going to start working out?
Well, he does say that, and Ned does say that quite a bit. We're going to get it going. It will work out. The maddening thing is waiting for it to happen consistently. We were talking yesterday with Ned. I said, during the series with Boston, you didn't get that feeling of expectancy. And there's a certain feeling of expectancy that something will happen when a team is going well. A guy will come up and you expect him to get a hit. Another guy comes up, you expect him to get a hit. You expect something to happen. This weekend, there wasn't that feeling of expectancy. They were just kind of seemed dead out there. Not that they don't play hard. Don't get me wrong. It's not that they're letting down or they're not playing hard. They are playing hard. It's just that they don't have that fiery look right now that you feel when a team is going to do something. They don't have that right now. They had that during that 10-game streak. But since that 10-game streak, I think they're like 7-19.
Tough place to open the second half at Fenway Park. I know the Red Sox are still toward the bottom of the East standings, but they're playing a lot better. And then they come to Chicago and they get Chris Sale right off the bat in Game 1. That's something nobody would want. So sometimes circumstances, I think, contribute to it. But one thing we saw in the All-Star game, I think everybody got a look at Greg Holland. Came in did what he does all the time for the Royals. And one thing that struck me looking around the clubhouse is kind of his physical build compared to the other All-Star pitchers. I mean, a guy that kind of looks unassuming, but man, where does he get all that power in his arm?
Yeah, I don't know, but he's a smaller guy, kind of built a little bit like Yordano Ventura, who's another smaller kid, 5'11"-ish, somewhere in there, and not that heavy. But these guys have great arms, and Greg Holland has always been that way. Even several years ago when he was just coming into the Royals camp, he had great velocity, great stuff, but he didn't have the command on his pitches at that time. Well, he went to Venezuela one winter, and I don't know who worked the magic there or whether he just found it, but all of a sudden he was throwing strikes, and now he's throwing them constantly, and don't forget about Wade Davis. They're a great 1-2 punch for the Royals now. But the problem is you got to get – lead to them, to these guys, and that didn't happen over the weekend in Boston.
Dick, we're heading into the trade deadline, and wondering if you think the Royals will be able to go out and add a bat, or exactly how you would forecast them as we start to get into the countdown to July 31st.
Well, sure. I think they'd like to add a bat, and I think a lot of teams would, but I don't exactly see where they're going to get one. From what I'm hearing, there aren't too many bats available out there, and you know, if you're going to get a bat, you got to give up something. So I don't know exactly what they'd give up. I don't hear any big tom-toms beating as far as any Royals trade rumors right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. You don't hear a lot about the Royals. It seems like maybe they'll be one of those teams that kind of sits on the fence and goes with what they've got, because I know they're not going to. I'd be shocked if they traded away parts as close as they are in the wild card and as much as they put into the season. Well, Dick, thanks for joining us. This is Phil Rogers for my colleague Anthony Kastermans with MLB.com Extras Royals Edition.